Hello, welcome to Fire Ministry, Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. It's so good to be with you this morning, and I'm still sharing concerning acknowledging the ministry of the Spirit. You see, the Spirit of God is not some oil or some water or any of those things that I used to represent. All those things are representations of the Spirit. They are symbols of the Spirit that were used in the Scriptures. You know, but the Holy Spirit is a person and must be related to. He's someone you have to talk to and relate with, commune with, share with, you see, and acknowledge. Every human being craves for acknowledgement. Every human person craves for acknowledgement. In the same way, the personhood of the Holy Spirit also craves for your attention and craves for you to acknowledge Him. That's why I'm talking to you about learning to acknowledge the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life. And I've said so many things already. We've learned so many things already. Today, I want us to look at the fact that the Holy Spirit guides us. You see, he's the one who has been sent to guide us into all truth. You see, in John chapter 16, from verse 13, he mentions that the Spirit of truth, when He's come, shall guide you. You see, He shall guide you into all truth. You see, He shall guide you or lead you into all truth. That is His purpose in our lives, to guide us into all truth. Okay, now, why is He our guide, you see? The Holy Spirit does not leave. He doesn't go and come in your life. The Holy Spirit is actually trapped in you. He's trapped in you. He can't go anywhere. And He's there to guide you. The Bible says that if you are going the wrong way, you shall hear a voice from behind you say to you, not this way, but this other way. Walk in it. You see, the Holy Spirit is the one who does that. He shows you which way to walk in. He guides you into all truth. He guides you to the Father. He guides you to the glory of God. He guides you into heaven. You see, He guides you into the right thing. Hallelujah. That's His ministry. And you must acknowledge it. You must acknowledge His ministry in your life. You see, the more you acknowledge Him, the more He guides you in life. Hallelujah. You know, when you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, He says, now He which establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us as God. Then verse 22 says, who has also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit of in our hearts. He says, who has also sealed us. You see, and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. The Holy Spirit is the seal of God upon our lives. You see, I remember telling you that He's the one who lets us know that we are born again. He's the seal of God. Apart from He being the seal, He's the earnest of the Spirit. He's called the earnest Spirit in our hearts. You see, now, let me read the Amplified so that it makes more sense to you. It says, He has also appropriated and acknowledged as His. You see, God has acknowledged us as His. By putting His seal upon us and giving us His Holy Spirit in our hearts as the security deposit and guarantee of the fulfillment of His promise. You see, so the Holy Spirit is the security deposit and the guarantee of the fulfillment of God's promise in our life. You see, so the Holy Spirit is there to lead you. I mean, He has to lead you into the promises of God, lead you into the glory of God, lead you because He is the security deposit. You see, and the guarantee is that when you go and buy a machine, any machine, an iron or a computer, if you buy it from a good company, they give you a guarantee that this thing is not going to be destroyed for so number of years. Okay, it's going to be intact. So the Spirit of God has also been given to us as a guarantee to ensure that we are led or we go to the right place and produce the right kind of results. Hallelujah. You see, and it's in so many places in the Bible. When you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 2 Corinthians 5, I'm reading from verse 4. It says, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we should be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. And it says, now He that wrought us for the selfsame thing as God, it says, who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. You see, it's using the same word here, the earnest of the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, and the word earnest means a guarantee, or the one who has been sent to bring us a security deposit. Is at the security deposit of God in our lives. Hallelujah. The guarantee of the fulfillment of the promises of God. It means that with the Holy Spirit in your life, you cannot but be led into all those glorious things in your life. So acknowledge Him today. Acknowledge Him that He's the one who is leading you. You see, He's leading you into all the beautiful things that God has called you to enjoy. He's your guide, and He's to guide you into all truth. Jesus Christ said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. He guides you into Christ. He guides you. You see, we are in Christ, but we are guided continuously to be in Christ and to be maintained in Christ and enjoy all the beautiful things that are in Christ for our lives. And the Holy Spirit is the one to do that for us. You must acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him as your guide today. Acknowledge Him as the one who is your security deposit, as a guarantee of all the promises that God has given unto you. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.